So let me welcome Tessa Purton, the editor of Eat Out, who's with us for today's food segment. Lovely to have you with us again.
Thanks, Tessa. Nice to be here.
And just a reminder to our listeners, of course, Eat Out, if you haven't yet discovered them, where have you been? They are South Africa's biggest restaurant guide. There are more than 6,000 listings compiled by professional reviewers who visit all of the venues anonymously, pay for their meals in full. So they are really reviews that you can trust, that are honestly compiled. And of course, you can also use their app to research restaurants, to look for one in the area and to book your next meal. And Tessa, the piece I'm talking about was the article that went up this weekend of how Chef Wesley Randalls, the head chef and co-owner of the Short Market Club and the Commissary, has announced his resignation. And he says he's hanging up his apron at the end of next month because he is not prepared to miss out on his child's childhood because of the demands of his work. As I said at the start of the show, I found it very interesting because, of course, Tessa, nobody would have batted an eyelid if a female chef had made a statement like that, would they?
No, exactly. And, you know, I was actually thinking when you mentioned that, that one of my best friends who was a chef here in Cape Town did resign and opened a food truck. And, you know, like you say, no one batted an eyelid. And this has got... Wes's post has got quite a lot of publicity. And I think, yeah, people are actually... realizing that they have choices in life, and one of those is to create, you know, your own life that's based on your values and how, you know, your children. So I think, you know, also the way that Prince Harry has come out with Meghan and said, this is what we want to do. I think it's just a broader conversation and just a new way of looking at life and work and living.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the relentless treadmill, that maybe there's a different way of doing it.
Exactly.
I love it. I mean, let me just read for you what Wesley's tweet, not tweet, his Instagram post said, because I thought the way he expressed it was so beautiful as well. He wrote the following: 5 restaurants and 13 years later, it took one little baby boy to change everything. Money cannot buy back time with my son. So instead of trying to be one of the best in my field, I plan on dedicating my time to be the best father and husband I can be. I want to be more present and raise my son in a healthier environment. And of course, it also speaks to something we heard such a lot at the Eat Out Awards last year from chefs saying, we've got to be mindful of the stress and the mental health issues that come with this profession. We have to question whether the relentless treadmill and the long, long shifts and the pressure and the alcohol abuse and everything that traditionally and or not traditionally, but often goes with that kitchen environment. Let's question whether that is actually the way it has to be.
Absolutely. And I definitely think in South Africa, there are chefs who are questioning this culture and wanting to change it for the better. I know that Liam Tomlin is starting an initiative called Mind Your Back, which is all about this issue and specifically mental health. So... yeah,
that's great.
That's great.
And applause to them all for making the effort and for talking about it publicly. I think it's so important that we do have these conversations and talk about and not just pretend that we are
fine,
that we're fine
we're
and managing when we're not. So well done and good luck to Wesley Randalls. And no word yet on who will take over or what's going to happen at Short Market Club and the Commissary. Of course, Short Market Club has been in your top 20 for several years now. So it's not a small decision he's made. He's working away from a really high-profile position at a very high-profile restaurant.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, that also kind of speaks to our the policy of the awards in that a chef has had to have been in that position, head chef, for at least a year. Mm. So, you know, that will change their position in the in the awards too.
Course,
so,
yeah.
You know, there's all these kind of ripple effects. But, yeah, we'll hopefully have a story soon about what the updates
what happens
are
next.
With him.
Okay. Yeah. And good luck to him and to the family in the meantime. I think it's a brave and I love the way you've spoken about it so publicly. Okay. On a much more frivolous note, okay. I know some of you have only just packed away the Christmas tree decorations, but the next big money spinner for the gift shops and the card manufacturers and the florists is just around the corner. And of course, it is Valentine's Day. I have to say, before we dive into the concept of dining out on Valentine's Day, that it's actually something I haven't done in decades, because I worked as a waitress through enough Valentine's Day to tell myself that I would never, ever, 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 ever try and go and eat out. It's so busy and so crowded, and not everybody manages under the pressure of lots of tables of two in particular. It's a quite unusual night for restaurants in terms of how they manage their tables and the turning of tables, because it's a frustrating night. I remember that. It's small tables who tend to stay for a long time. So the turnover is not necessarily always a good thing for the restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree, Pippa. And I think that, it's a nightmare for restaurateurs. But at the same time, you know, you've got this big day that you want to capitalize on. So I think it's a catch-22.
It is a bit, yeah. So I'm interested to hear from our audience how you feel about dining out on Valentine's Day. Whether it is something you do every year, do you go and spoil your date or your spouse or your long-term partner, whoever it may be, with a special romantic evening out? And if you do do that, who's got it right in previous years? Tell us about the wonderful Valentine's Day meals you've had. Or do you prefer to say, forget it, I'm not going within a mile of a restaurant tonight. I'd rather stay home and cook them something myself. Or order a butler's pizza. I don't mind. I'd love to hear from you about your most memorable Valentine's Day meals, whether they were eaten out, made yourself, whether somebody pulled out all the stops to do something special for you. Please just drop us a voice note to 0725671567 or give us a call on 0214460567. Tessa, your team's put together an article on the site, which has got a lovely rundown of which restaurants are offering specials for Valentine's Day. And I'm going to tweet the link to that so people can go and read it in its entirety.
Thanks.
But let's talk about a couple of the highlights. It sounds like the wine estates in particular are going big.
Absolutely.
This year.
I mean, we are in the Western Cape and the wine estates are the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful aspects that we have. And at the moment we have got a few picnics going on, which is obviously really romantic. So I know Grand Provence in Franschhoek has a picnic, and Boschendal is having a picnic with some live music. Spear is also having a picnic offering. And then there are a few wine estates that are doing a little bit more. Grand Provence is also having a four-course dinner that evening. And then Hasendal Wine Estate has a seven-course dinner and quite a fun Photoshop opportunity where you and your partner are going to be able to take photos in front of a 1936 Bentley from their collection. So that's also quite a little, you know, fun aspect.
Well, we're talking vintage cars at the end of the show today, so that's quite a synchronicity there. Okay, look, we can't go through every single one that you've mentioned, but the picnic is I think that's a great concept. It's quite
low key, casual, but it also has some kind of special element. You know, I don't think we go for picnics every day. Well, I know I don't. So a picnic is nice to just sit outside, you know, al fresco, kick off your shoes.
And really lie back. And it's an intimate space because you can find your own little corner of the venue to be together without feeling like you are cheek by jowl. Because the one thing that does happen in some restaurants on a night like Valentine's, they have to cram in lots of two-seater tables. And unfortunately, sometimes that means you are literally squeezed in within earshot of the conversation going on next door. So my advice would be definitely consider the picnic if you're looking for something a little bit more intimate and casual. If you wanted to pull out all the stops and go for the big, big, long dinner, I mean, what would you choose, Tessa?
Wow, that's actually quite a tricky question. I would probably do a little bit of a restaurant hop, maybe, you know, start off with cocktails at a nice inner city bar and then possibly have some starters or tapas somewhere else.
That's a lovely idea.
Share a main and then go for dessert somewhere, maybe stop at a little ice cream parlor. I don't know. You know, I think the kind of the variety speaks to my own personal preferences.
And there's so many sort of spots where you can do that. I mean, you could easily do that in Franschhoek. You could do that in the CBD area quite easily without having to worry too much about driving, etc., from place to place.
Yeah.
Don't know how much the restaurants would love us for going in and saying, we have starters here and mains at another one.
Of course.
Dinner, as they used to call them. But I get your point that maybe take the opportunity to try five or six new places together, particularly if you've been there, done that, been together a long time and want to try something a little bit new. Okay, so I've tweeted the article to the link to the article on the Eat Out website on our Twitter feed at Cape Talk, and you will find it there as we speak. We also want to mention a brand new restaurant before we run out of time that you think is worth checking out, and this one is in Regent Road,
Seapoint. So it's called Dahlia on Regent, and it's opened by Chef Damien Daffle, who used to be at La Tête. He also cooked at La Calombe and Foxcroft. And then also he spent a little bit of time at Gleneagles in Scotland. But his focus here is locally sourced high ingredients, high quality ingredients, and all served with kind of a South African flair. So think things like Karoo lamb chops with pap and Cape Malay carrot puree and chakalaka, and then a Thai green mussel pot with amaguinha, which are the kind of little fried, similar to vetkoek, you know. So there's like a real nice South African thread running through, but obviously with his international kind of focus too.
I hope the listeners didn't just hear the tummy growl at the thought of the dry green mussel pot. That sounds divine. With something to dunk in, get in there with all the sauce. It sounds absolutely lovely. Okay, so that is in Regent Road. What's the name of the restaurant? Sorry?
It's called Dahlia.
Dahlia.
D-A-H.
Like the flower. So that is in Regent Road in Seapoint. Our pick of new restaurants worth checking out this week. And in the last minute available to me, we have to say congratulations to your team, Tessa, because you guys have just been recognized as the food app of the year by Stuff magazine.
Yes, we were very thrilled with this. Obviously, Stuff is a gadget and tech magazine, so we were really thrilled to be recognized by them. And I mean, you know what our app is all about. You can you find restaurants, book restaurants, rate them, review them, read other reviews, and it's all just a tool in your hand that's you can take anywhere. So,
and book your next meal there, whether it's for Valentine's Day or an entirely different night of the year, we don't mind, but do it through the Eat Out app. And for more on the subjects we've been discussing today, check out the full articles on eatout.co.za. Tessa Purden is their editor. Lovely to have you with us as always.
Thanks, Pippa. See you soon.